Earlier we had a braisa that had a machokas tanoim. How do we know you need to be dayanim for dinim maminis? Rav Yoshia and Rav Yonasan both agree you need three. One of them learns it from three Elohims, one of them learns it from two Elohims, plus ain based in shakel. And we discussed that machokas. Now we have a braisa that brings another opinion. Tan rabbanan, dinim maminis bishlosha, that's the Tanakama. Rebbe Omer b'chamisha. Rebbe has the opinion that you need chamisha dayanim for dinim maminis, and he explains kidei sheigmar hadin b'shlosha. So we have Rebbe's opinion. It's interesting. This is mentioned in Tosefta. You have in the back of your Gemara. You have a Tosefta. So this, a lot of times, Tan Rabbanan prices are Toseftas. So it's actually Rav Meir's opinion. Rebbe was the time of Rav Meir, so he agreed with Rav Meir. That's what it says in the Tosefta, also in the Mechilta too. We'll mention, come back to the Mechilta though. The Lashon, the Tosefta, the very first halacha of the Tosefta, you open up Tosefta Sanhedrin. Dim Namas Bishlosha, Rebbe Omer Bachamisha, Kadesh Igmar Din Begimel, Divi Rav Meir. So all this is Divi Rav Meir. Rebbe holds like Rav Meir, so it's our Gemara is Makatzer, it makes it seem like it's Rebbe's opinion. What's the reason that he gives, that you need Chamisha? So the reason it's stated here is Kedei Sheigmar HaDin B'Shlosha. That you have the Gemar Din with three, which sounds like it means that you need a majority of three. If you have five, so now you have a majority of three, a Rov of Gimel. Rashi says, Kedei Sheigmar HaDin Im Yecholkuf, there'll be a difference of opinion. So you have a rov of three from the five, Venel Chachareim, which the Gemara asks the obvious question. How does this reason explain why you dafka need five versus three? After all, if the point is that you need to have a majority of the five, so you need three to have three out of five, in fact, the Gemara, Atu Betrasa, Migo Gamer Dina Betray. So the same way that you tell me you need to have five because you need three out of five, so you can have three and you'll have two out of three. The point is you need a rove. You need a rove of whatever the number is that you have. So why does it have to be five? How does the reason the Rebbe gives relate to why you need five versus three? Explains Rashi, Atu, ki avitrasa meikara, if you start off with three, migo gamer dina betray. So exactly what did Rebbe mean? What did Rebbe Meir mean? And for the Gemara hachi kamar, what he means is this, Ipnei shegmar din b'shlosha. He means something different. Not that you need to have five, so you have a rope of three. You need to have three at the gmar din. You need to have a gmar din that three people are going to at least say what they say for the gmar din. Ipnei gmar din shezach shlosha b'gmar din. And for this, the gmar is going to go into a shaka v'tarya, alma, tulasa, kasava, tulasa, kiksivi, vigmardina ksivi, and then Bigmar's gonna have these kashas, so why not say the same type of logic by the other bati dinin? But what is the point of Rebbe now? Rebbe is saying you need to have three for the Gmar Din. So let's ask ourselves a simple question. And what if you had only three to begin with? And two said chayiv and one said pater? But why is that not called that you have three Bigmar Din? Chora, you have a rule that we discussed yesterday, Rubo Kikulo. If you have Rove of three, it's like you have three. Right? That was of Chaim's Chidush that we saw yesterday, that Acher Rab Lahatos, the Mokar for following Rove, teaches us the halacha of Rubo Kikulo, and also tells us the halacha of Rove being a Mevarer of a Suffolk. But Rubo Kikulo is a principle that's true in a lot of places, Shechita of the Simani HaBehema, and it's also true since the Chaim for Sanhedrin, you need to have the whole Beis Din have to have the Paskin. So in effect they did. Rav Chaim said, you also need the Din of Rove as a Mevar of the Suffolk as well. That was the Torah that we said yesterday from Rav Chaim, with the Tosis Babakamach of Zayin HaBeis, to repeat it. But meanwhile, there's a rule called Ruba Kekula. We saw that in Marat Chayis as well, in Bava Kama. So you do have Nigmadina Begimel. So why do you need five to have Nigmadina Begimel? You have it also by Gimel. No, that's a tricky question, right? What are we missing here? So what's the pshat in the Gemara? We can't go right there. What's the pshat in the Gemara? What does it mean you need to have gmadin b'gimel? You have it! You don't need five for that. You have it with gimel. Rubo kakula. All stumped? Can I go on? Have to see right now, right? Yeah?
Not actually voting guilty. You three actually vote the same thing, unanimous.
You're saying you can't speak like a London here. Here you have to speak like a, you know, common sense. You need three votes that state in accordance with what Saka based it. You need the concrete votes, that's what you're saying. Okay, maybe. In other words, I understand halachically, if you have a based in of three and two vote one way and one vote another way, it's considered rubo kikulo, like you have everybody is agreement based in paskin. I understand, but how many people really voted? Chayiv. Only two. And what is the halacha that we're saying Rebbe holds? You need to have gmadin b'shlosh, you have to have three votes, not just the concept. Anyone have another possible answer? Yeah?
So then here three is the row that becomes the column.
Oh, in other words, you're saying gumbus. You're saying, I understand rubo kikulo, but let's define the row. A row of what? No, it's rubo kikulo. So whatever the row is kikulo of that body. But here the chiddush is that you need the row of three. The row has to be a row of three. That's what he sees in the pasuk. It's a different answer, right? You said it's also good. You're saying, Yosef says, you need to have three votes. That's what it means. Not just that you have to have the Gmar Din B'Shlosh. You have to have three votes of the Gmar Din to B'Shlosh. You're saying, no, you say Rubo Kikulo, but what kind of a robe do you need? You need a robe of three. It's explaining what kind of a robe it is. On both of your answers, sounds good, but I have a kasha. Maybe someone has a kasha. There's two different answers, this thing.
Read it to a robe of three.
Yes, it is. No, robe of three doesn't mean that it has to exceed the other vote by three. Robe of three means that the robe that we say on it, rubo kikulo, the robe of the Sanhedrin has to, the robe, the number that the robe is.
We said to have the third vote turns into a part to join the two.
So that's what I'm waiting for. So now you're saying, I didn't say it yet, you're saying it now. You're saying, but what does it mean, rubo kikulo? It counts everybody. Does that mean that the other vote becomes the same as the majority? Or just means that rubo kikulo, I ask you, when you shecht an animal and you shecht robe of the simen, the other part of the simen was shechted or not? No. Well, there was a miyad simen that was not shechted. But rubo kikulo, this halachically, that's equivalent. Halachically. Okay, but meanwhile the miyad is still there. But as far as the halacha is concerned, it's as if everything was done. If you have majority 2-1, it's as if you had the whole base. But Lemaisa, there weren't three votes in that direction. That's what you're saying. So you need to have Madin B'Shlosha. And you're saying is, the whole Rubo Kikulo is only going to begin when you say, I have the robe that the Torah requires. Because when I have a robe of three out of five, it's like I have five. But if I don't have the robe that I need, then I don't have the fav either. I don't have the kikulo. But wait a second. This is true if you're speaking lumnus. Rubo kikulo, but when is it rubo kikulo? But if it comes down to practically, as we saw yesterday, where we see yesterday, in the Get Pashut, quoted by the Kuntis HaSfekis, what do we see there? That he explains the Lashon Tosfos in Bava Kamma to mean the miut of Dayan is Kamisha Eino. What did he say? Why is it Kamisha Eino? Because they are forced to accept the psak of the others, and they cannot, they have no autonomy to vote and to paskin any other way. In other words, at the end of the day, everyone's vote gets flipped to be that of the majority. So, wait, hold on. So according to the Get Pashut, L'chora, you do have three Bigmar Din in the Beis Din of Gemel. And two vote one way, one the other way. But now, by the time the Gemara Din comes around, since they were outvoted, the Miut was outvoted, they have to now change their vote, if you will. So I don't know if we're out of the woods yet. I don't know if either of these answers can help us. Because Lamaisa, at the end of the day, by the Gemara Din, is what we're discussing now, you do have Gimel. So how do you reconcile that with what you have in our Gemara? So let's go, you're patiently waiting, yeah?
There's such a thing as someone abstaining from voting. They don't like throw everything like
that. No. So we had they have the Gemara later about any Odeya, and then you have the Mosef Dayanim. That was the whole premise of Rav Chaim's Kasha that we spoke out yesterday. That we saw yesterday that he pointed out in the bottom in the Ha'ara there. Take a look in the Ha'ara from the sheet that I gave you. That Rav Chaim's Kasha was, where do I have the whole Beis Din voting? Something is missing. If you have a mute that voted differently, then I don't have the whole body, collective body of the Beis Din that paskin. So that's as if you had any Yodea. So what was his chiddush? That you have to say, no, you did. Why? Because Rubo Kekulo. That's also part of the Din of Achrab Lahatu. So I have everybody. But again, so I want to know, if you just said it that way, without the twist of the Get Pashut that we quoted, so maybe we have a way around this issue. Because factually, only two people voted, not three. Rubo Kekulo. But two, you need three people voting that way. Or say it the way you said before, that you need to have a robe of three. But if you say that factually, I have everyone's vote, because everyone has to come on board. So then what are you going to do with this Gemara? And then you have Gemara Din B'Shlosh. If the split here is even further now. Follow up? Yeah?
Yeah. We learned previously that like in a lot of like cases, like a court, like the members of the court might not have like expertise in like all the areas that they're ruling on. So like if they don't, then like if you wouldn't want to force them to like have a ruling just so that like you have an odd number.
I don't hear where you're coming from. I want to know Pshat is Gemara. One line of Gemara. Okay. No. Tell me Pshat is Gemara.
Okay,
say
that. Are you going to get punished? I feel comfortable saying that the imams changed their votes to saying another way, because we've halacha tabedin of fasha is everyone can't vote chayev. Meaning, how can you say that the imams make their votes into something else? How can the mi'ud always they change their votes and now they vote chayev, now they vote guilty?
So what does it really mean?
Him, it can't mean that far.
Okay. You're saying he can't paskin his own conscience.
He's not. He changed his vote.
He
right
didn't actually change his vote. What?
But with meat, you have pieces of meat.
No, it becomes
kosher.
There you get into the question of your day. Yavish lach b'lach. Rav Chaim's mussel was lach b'lach, if you remember. It was the reason why he chose that mussel. You go back to Rav Chaim that we saw. The idea is, you know, when the yavish b'yavish, this for those of you who are learning or will learn your day with the rush and the chulin and so on, if you have a vitul b'rov midaraisa, three pieces of meat, and two are kosher, one is not kosher. So now I eat one. I can say I eat the kosher one. I eat a second one. I can say kosher one. Can I eat the third? Yeah. No, so you have to wait for your idea. Do you say Issa Nepach Leheter? To that extent, B'yavish B'yavish as well. Lach B'lach, perhaps, because it's Oma Urov, so it all becomes, so the Issa loses his identity. So what are you saying? So it should be that way here too. That's the question. What exactly did he mean? The Kuntas Vigas quoted this Get Pashut, Ram Chaviv, that they have to accept the rule of the majority. They can't pask in their own conscience. And they do make these comparisons. I mean, you're onto something. I mean, the Chaim uses this as the idea of Lach B'lach. So they lose their identity. The Mi'ud loses his identity. The Mi'ud loses its identity and blends into the sheet of the whatever the rove is. So maybe they are forced. I don't know. Do they have to vote actually? I don't know. But it's ki'ilu they would be voting that. Okay, maybe you're right. I just don't know. I don't have a good answer. Maybe we're forced to say that what you're saying, because otherwise, what does the Gemara mean? You have it. The answer is you don't quite have it. You have everything but. The Maisa, you didn't actually vote that way. Even though the Gemara didn't end up that you have to be with everybody else, but you only ended up that way. But it was only, you know, virtually your vote. And we will force that to be your vote, but it wasn't your vote. I don't know exactly how to put it, but somehow you're going to have to say something along those lines. If you didn't quite say it as drastically as the Get Pasha does, you want to use the lumdis of Rubo Kekulo, It's a lot easier. Then we can go the way we said before. This is the robe that we need, the robe of three, or we need to have three votes, and we don't have three votes. We have a rubric of cool idea, but we don't have the three votes in a two versus one. Okay, this is an interesting thing to think about. Just in light of yesterday's shiur, it's sort of a nice question that comes out of this Gemara. Rachamim Yoni Yoni. Yeah.
But if we take a gift question literally, then we could technically reduce any base thing to three. So we could keep saying Ruboki Kulo until we get down to three.
Yeah, but there's also halacha. You need a certain number. You need chav gimel for the nefashos. Here, the point is how much. Here, the question is how do you. Here, Rabbi looks at the number three, and he says it's going on Gemara Din. That's what the Gemara is going to now assume. The Gemara is going to end saying different shot of Rabbi in the end. But right now, we're holding that Rabbi's sheet is you need Gemara Din b'shlosha, and that's why the Gemara is assuming you need five to have Gemara Din b'shlosha. Our question is. If you had a two against one, I also have Gmadim Mishlosh. At the end of the day, Rubok and Kulo, with everybody changing sides, I have the Gmadim Mishlosh. Yeah, that's our problem.
If it was Rubok and Kulo, why would we have a Machlokes later on about what you had to say the Psakdin was about? If two people said this, one person said this, why would it come to that if it's really just the...
What you're allowed to reveal, you're talking about. The Mice, it only came to Rubok and Kulo through a vote. So now everyone... has to keep their confidence of the Beis Din and not share what their conscience was originally. Now everyone has to, you can't start telling Bali Dinim, oh, I really voted like you. But that's a different halacha. But now we're asking what really happened in the end. It could be they started out one way, but then they ended up having to give up their votes and go with the other ones. But they still had a vote earlier, before they were on the dominion, that's when they said what they said. But here we're talking at the end of the day, Yikim Adina Vishlosha. So we seemingly were talking about the very end point, Yikim Adina Vishlosha. So why is it not that way by Shlosha? Yeah?
Is there room to say that we only enact Rubakula after we already had the Gmardin, and once we had the Gmardin, we look back and we see, oh, now it's Rubakula. But beforehand, in order to get to the Gmardin, need to have three.
And that's
okay, so now we'll look back into
Rubakula. So I don't know. When does it kick in exactly?
Yes,
yeah, so
after
the Gemara Din. I mean, I think it's a sort of a bun ke'echad. I mean, chicken or the egg. What exactly? I have to think about what you're saying. Okay, look, if your thought is provoked, it's good. The question. So I try it on with other guys in other shiur and see if they... they have an answer how they look at it. I think it's a good anyway. Yeah, but I hear what you're trying to say. Yeah, Avram.
I just want to understand what the difference between the Havamina of Rebbe and the Spenner is. Even in the Havamina, he's saying that you need it.
No, we're not through with Rebbe. At the end, we're going to have a whole other reading.
Saying
you mean the original Gemara's question? The Gemara's question was, we can read it from the Adra Navi. I think he explains it. Rashi does too a little bit. The Gemara originally thought that Rebbe was saying, you need to have a robe of three. That's why you have to have five, because you have to have a robe of three. What does that mean? You need to have a robe. You need to have three. You need to have five so that you'll be sure you have your robe of three.
He's arguing with what others would say two, so obviously he means.
Right, but that's exactly the problem. How does what he's saying relate to differentiating his opinion from the Chachanim? He seems to be saying you have to make sure you have your robe of three from the five, but you didn't explain why you need five. The same logic that you're giving for needing five because you need a robe of three can be within the Chachanim too, that you need a robe of two from the three. What does he say, the Yad Ramah? Kasalka Daitach, when the Gemara originally quoted the Braisa, Kasalka Daitach, the high timer, the Matzrich Rebbe Chamisha, is why the Chemifri Giyadadi, when they divide sides, Nigmar Dina Bishlosha, you'll have a rove of three to be able to weigh in here on the Psak, the Habi Ruba, the Beidina. You need to have a rove of the Beisdin. So this Gemara is asking, Mitamin on Otto Betrasa Migo Gamadin Betray, the Habi Ruba? In other words, the same idea, you want to make sure you have a rove, you can say it with any number. I mean, not any number, but with three, just as much as five. So how does that, a good reason why five versus three? That's essentially the question. And the answer given right now is that you need three bigmar din. And we're asking him, why wouldn't you have that if you have two against one vote with the idea of Rubu Kukula? That's what we're asking. Okay. But meanwhile, whatever answer we'll give, so it won't work. Rubu Kukula won't help us. And you really need three actual votes at the end of the day by the Gemara Din, and that's what Rabbi is saying, and he's saying that's why you need five, because now I can be sure the Gemara Din has three. Well, that's the rove, that's the votes that you need, Zell. Go.
Can you suggest that Rabbi would... He normally would hold Rubu Kukula, but we have Xeris HaKosef here of Yarshion Elohim, that you need each Elohim.
That's later. The Gemara doesn't get to this. The Gemara is not yet there with the Yarshion.
That's the source for five.
Right. The source for... That's no, but that's going to be a different shot. When we get to the bottom of the Amud, we're going to have to revisit the Lashon of Rebbe. The Lashon of Rebbe is Kidei She'igim Adin B'Shlosha. Right now, the Gemara is saying what it means is you need to have three votes on one side by the Gemara Din. And the only way you can be sure you have that is with a Beis Din of five. That's what we're thinking right now. So that means that when you look at the number three that is associated with Beis Din of Gimel, we're talking at the time of the Gemara Din. The numbers are relating to the numbers of votes of Dayanim by the Gemara Din. Not the numbers of Dayanim who are convening to deliberate, but the numbers of Dayanim that are for sure going to come out on one side of the issue, the minimum number has to be, it has to be a minimum of that number, which means you need a Beis Din of five in order to get that number. Nothing to do with Yarshiyun. It's because the three Elohims, the Gemara is going to assume the three Elohims, and the Gemara is going to ask for the other Batei Dinim. Which, by the way, which means what, as far as Rav Yonasan and Rav Yoshia? Which Shita would Rabbi be thinking about right now? If you're thinking that it's because it's the number three is about the Gemara Din, then probably Rabbi is going like who?
Rav
Yoshia. Because Rav Yonasan says it's really only two that you can dash. And now we're saying that the Torah is telling you number three for the Gemara Din. So now we're going that we are dashing the first Elohim. Not with the Yarshiyun. Not with the Yarshiyun. That's coming up. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. So back to the Gemara. So what do you see from this? Alma Kasava, that Rebbe holds, Tulasa, Kiksivi, Bigmad Din Ksivi. So again, touch those words. Tulasa, meaning the three Elohims, like Rav Yosha, counting all three. It's written in relation to the Gemara Din that you need three votes, clear votes on one side of the issue by the Gemara Din, and the only way to ensure it is therefore a Beis Din of five. So what's the problem with saying that? Negadei Bara vote, strong language. Negadei Bara vote. He was shouting, he was screaming, he was challenging as follows: Ela Meata. If this is true, as Rashi says, Ela Meata. What's true? Ela Meata. Decroy the Gemara Din Kaimi, that Psukim that give us number of Dayanim are referencing the number of Dayanim not to deliberate, to convene, but number of Dayanim that will ultimately have to vote in one for the decision. There'll have to be that number's have to be on one side of the issue by the decision. If that's true, Tehei Sanhedri Gedola Sricha Meir Barboyim Ve'echad. Then when the Torah gives the number 71, we're going to Chachamim Shita, 71. So how can you say that all you need is 71? What you should really need for Sinner Gedola is 141. Why 141? Kedei Sheyigmar HaDin B'Shivim Be'echad. So that the Gemar Din will have at least 71 votes on the side of the Gemar Din. Because the number that the Torah gave is going to be tagged on to the Gemara Din, to the vote of the decision, not to the number of the people that sat down to decide. Rashi, so that's one kasha. Now, there's another line. Rashi only quoted this line. Teis and Gedola, Elamai, Taima lo Amid Hachi. Rashi is leading us on. What are we getting to? If we skip the next line, we would right away connect to the point of this kasha. Ella, Esfali Shivim Isham Rachmana, and we explain Esfali Mishasa Sifa Shivim. And Shivim, of course, Shivim is Shivim Be'echad. So we're not talking about the Gemara Din, we're talking about the Shasa Sifa means originally. Why does Rashi right away segue into that? I don't know. Rashi skipped over a line, didn't comment on it. The Gemara takes it to the next level. Let's ask a similar question by Sanhedrin Ketana. What the Gemara is driving at is that the Gimel would mean Mishas Asifa, so to speak, from the beginning. From the beginning of the judgment, not at the end. So the Gemara asks number one from Sanhedrin Gedolah. So that is a clear kasha that we understand. And that's what Tosis is going to highlight, that that's really where the kasha has teeth. But the Gemara goes further and asks the kasha by Sanhedrin Ketana as well. And here you have a whole tumult in the Rishonim, how to read this line of Gemara and what to make of it. So according to our gears in the Gemara, I don't know if there was a gears that didn't have it, but certainly there are Rishonim that make light of the next line of Gemara. That's really not to be taken as seriously as a kasha. Rashi, I can't say for sure, but Rashi ignored it. That's that which we see in Rashi. Whether he was goresh or not, I don't know, but he ignored it. What's the next follow-up in the kasha? The same way I'm asking Sanhedrin Gedolah Shnei 141, because now you know you have 71 votes on the side of the Gemara Din. Utehei Sanhedrin Ketana Tzricha Arboim Bachamisha. Why 45? That was, what's the number we associate with Sanhedrin Ketana? 23. But the 23 should be necessary to side on to be on one side for the Gemara Din, and therefore you should really need a minimum of, you should need 45, so you have the 23 by the Gemara Din. Sounds like a good kasha. Just like the first kasha. We see the Rishonim have some problems here with this, starting with Tosis and on. With the second follow-up of Rav Avoh's kasha, the kashas are really twofold. We'll get to it soon in the Tosis, just to give you a heads up. What are the issues here in terms of the second phase of the kasha? First of all, the number the Gemara gives, because really, how do you get to 23? You have to go back to the Mishnah and see how you get to 23, and see why are we really thinking about 23 right now? That you need really. If you see how you got to 23, maybe we should really focus not on number 23 for the Gemara Din, but on the number that's more explicit, and then whatever is added is sort of a separate cheshbon. But that's not what we should be looking at. That's not the number the Torah actually gave. So that's one issue that will come up. But then the kasha still has validity. You just have to change the words of what number you should need. It still would not be 23. It would be whatever, 39. But there's another issue, and that's because even the number itself of 20, it's not so clear that that could line up to the being 20 on the same side. Let's really speak it out a little bit. How do I get even to 20? How do I get 20? V'shaftu ha'eda v'tzila eda. They're on the same side, they're on different sides. Eda ha'shofetet is the matzalas. So what is that? Rabosai, what are we talking about? Gemara Din or the liberations? Liberations. So how could the Gemara be throwing in the cheshbon of 23 and say that number that I get from the Pesukim should now be assigned to the Gemara Din? It doesn't sound right, because we're talking about opposite sides here. So that's another problem with this line of Gemara. To the extent that the Ran looks at this line and says, and Ben Yonah I think also says, yeah, the Gemara didn't really mean to ask from Sanhedrin Ketana. It's just thrown in for good measure. Other Rishonim on the Yashivit, but the Ran even comes away with that conclusion. He says, the low duck. The sircha, the Sanhedrin Gedolah knockats and the Ketana below duck. Yeah, it's just like agav. Umar just throws it in. Rav Avoh throws it in for good measure, but really doesn't hold it to scrutiny. This kasha. Okay, but we'll see. We'll have to see what to come back with. But basically, what are we driving at? The first part of the kasha certainly does sound legitimate. That you should need 141 and take the number 71 and assign that to be for the Gemara Din, the same way you're telling me for Rebbe over here, and similarly say the same things in Ketana, that we have to look more carefully at. But why don't we do that? Says the Gemara, Ella, Esfali Shivim Isham Rachmana, the Torah says, gather me 70, Mishas Asifa Shivim. So it's Mishas Asifa. The 70 or 71 is Mishas Asifa. That's regarding the first kasha. The Shavtu Eda Vitzila Eda Nami, when we talk about the building blocks of the number 23, so this is discussing Mishas Shvita Sa'eda from the time that we're judging. here Rashi did have the Gersa. So, okay. So Rashi just sort of skipped over that line. Esfer li Rabbevo kamala, luku amnosa, the Lashon Kusha. It's all Rabbevo making his point. My time, Lamadachi, because of it. The Shaftu, Eid of Yafina, me named Mathis and Chavgim with an Aketana, it's going to be Mishas Shpita. Hachinami! So too, back by Basin of Gimel. The Nikra Balabais Elohim, Mishas Kreva Shlosha. This is which Elohim are we discussing here?
Number one.
The Nikra Balabais Mishas Kreva Shlosha. So therefore, what right do you have to assume that the Torah is discussing the number three by Gmardin? You see, by the other Bati Dinim, you don't do that. Rashi says, "V'nikra b'arba'i Elohim di'alfina minei mishas di'alfina minei kama." We learn now from there, start counting the numbers of Dayanim, mishas kreva kama. So, mishas asifa, mishas shvita, mishas kreva. So what kind of a logic is it that you need that number b'shas k'madin? It's clearly not true. So because of these kashas, the Gemara goes back and says, okay, so that cannot be pshat Rebbe. When Rebbe said, you need chamisha, and he says, k'deish ha'igmadin b'shlosha, doesn't mean that you need three b'gmadin. Because the Torah 3 is discussing b'shas k'reva. So what's Pshat and Rebbe? So Gemara has a whole new reading of Rebbe. Ella, finish the whole Gemara. High new time of the Rebbe. Different idea. Asher Yashiu and Elohim Trey. It says at the end, the last of the three Elohims. Asher Yashiu and Elohim Shaim Shnaim Lerei'eyu. So that is Mashma 2. How is it Mashma 2? Go ahead. Rashi, good. And you will have it to Rashi. Yashir and Lashon Rabin. Good. Lashon Rabin. What else could one have thought, maybe, but Rashi didn't say it? Elohim. But that's interesting. But that doesn't seem to be factored in. See, that's something that's mentioned by the Yad Ramah. So, Yashirun, Lashon Rabin. So we have two from the later reference. Trey. Nema Elohim Lamata. Now Rebbe goes and says, I have a Xerishava. Says Elohim at the, further down, that's the one we just mentioned. The last of the three Yashiyun Elohim, as Rashi tells us. Nema Elohim Lamala. Now here you have a choice. There are two Lamalas, right? There's what? What's the first one? Nikva Babais Elohim. And what's the second one? Ad. Yavod Bashem. It's in the same Pasuk Yashiyun Elohim. So Rashi says, what is Gemara Lamala? Ad Elohim Yavo. That's the previous Elohim to the one Yashir Elohim. What about the Nikrav? Says Rashi, Vahu Benikrav lo kachash. The Kasaba Endosh and Chilos. Rebbe goes, here we can say Rebbe goes like Rebbe Yonason, how he knew Honu Pshat and Rebbe now. So now Rebbe goes with the Shita that Yondash and Chilos, even Rav Yosha also might agree in Dosh and Chilos. Rav Yosha said, but maybe here Tosha said, show faith. Rav Yonson didn't buy that. So neither did Rebbe buy it, for all we know. So we can't use that one. So we're using the Elohim of Ad Elohim Yavod Vashnei. Ma, so now we have Elohim Lamala. And now that we established this, the Elohim Lamata is two, Yarshiyu and Ma, Lamata Shnayim, Af Lamala Shnayim. So now we have 2 plus 2. The Ein Beis Din Shakol. And we know you can't have 4. Whenever you have a number, it's even, you can't have that. It has to be, again, this is certainly according to Rav Yonas in the case. Rav Yoshe was not so clear. Yoshe, I would argue, you could have Beis Shakel. You have to have 3 minimum. However, from Rav Yoshe comes out, you could have Beis Shakel, seemingly from Rashi before. Although there was the Rach, maybe we'll come back to that Rach, that seems to say you need a Beis Denota by the Mamanis. Pashut, it's not that way. It's just you need a rope. Rope works, but... Again, Rashi is going with Rav Yonason anyway. He says, Ein Doshin Chilos. So, Ein Beis Din Shakel. So, you have 4 plus 1. So, that's the Shita of Rebbe. Because you have the Gzeres Shabbat, El Yashiyun Elohim, which is 2, and then the other Elohim previously is another 2, and then we add 5. So, how come the Chachamim don't accept that logic? They say 3. Rabbanan, Yashi, Anksiv. That means that it's written in the Chumash without the Vav between the Ayin and the Nun, which is beginning to limit it. Now, even though the Mikra is clear, it's Yashiyun, Lashon Rabin, but the fact that it's written defectively without the Vav, so that plays it down. And that, therefore, you cannot extract two from the Yashiyun Elohim. Apparently, the Elohim itself doesn't give us two. And Yashiyun is written without the Vav, so that means it's reduced to one, it's not two. And therefore, you don't have two, and then the Gzeir Shava, another two, and add five. Okay, so this is the way the Gemara ends up with the Pshat and Rebbe. Rebbe is, and the Gemara is going to say further, the next daf of Gemara is going to discuss this Indian of Ish Emo Mikra, Ish Emo Masores, and the Gemara is going to suggest that that would be the Machokas here, the Gemara is going to be Docha that, but seemingly what? That Rebbe is basing himself on Yesh Em Le Mikra, that we take Yarshiyun as if it would be written with the Vav, and therefore you can get two out of it, and then the other two gives you four, and then I add one. Okay, but what were the words of the Braisa? What did Rebbe say actually in quoting here? Didi Mamas, Rebbe Omer Bachamisha, Kedei, Shigmar Din, Vishlosha. Does that sound like the Gemara's reason? He should say, you need Chamisha because Yashiu and Shnayim, and you have Nema Lehim Lumata, Venema Lumala, Vein Beis Vishokel. That's what it says. It says you need chamisha kdei shigmar din b'shlosha. So we had a pshat before that it means that you have to have three bigmar din, but we rejected that. The number three is not bigmar din; it's mishas kreva, right? Fine. So now we have a new pshat, but how does it fit the words? What are you going to say? Yoni?
So the kasha,
before your kasha, first I want to push up shat in the Gemara. So how does it come back to the words of Rebbe? Yeah?
Maybe you think it would be unanimous? It would have to be unanimous?
In other words, no, but he's saying you need five for this reason.
Maybe he doesn't hold by the pasuk teaching you under Rebbe. maybe he wouldn't hold by the drasha that has to be at the end of the
circle. The Gemara tells you how Rebbe got to five. What?
I'm saying the same thing as Halakha Amar Pnei Shegemar Din B'Shlosha. We were talking the Alma, though.
Ah, so you're saying good. It's going to have to mean what we originally said it meant. Before we said anything else, you read the words. What did we say? How do we take Rebbe's rationale? Pnei Shegemar Din B'Shlosha means I have to make sure I have majority of three. I have to have five. I have to have a rov. What was the problem with that? But I can have a rov by three as well. But now, you see, we can't talk about a row of three because I'm already holding by four. Because I have Elohim Umata, which is two, Yashiyun is two. I have Elohim Umala, means be two. So now I have already four. So now how am I going to have my robe, Ein Beis Din Shakel, and now I can have my robe of three against two. So it's basically the last link in Rebbe is really what Rebbe's saying. What was the last link in Rebbe's brush? I have two, I add two, and then what? Then I have four, and then what? No, what does he say? And then shakel, meaning because I have to have a rove. No, that's exactly what he said. What did he say? Yigmar din b'shlosha. In other words, I have to have a rove of gimel. The kasha on those words was, yeah, but I can have a rove in a case of three as well. Yeah, that's only because I'm not using a Gzeirah Shavah to get to four. And now I have to add one more. So then you can have a rove by three, two against one. But Rebbe is already speaking after the fact that he's already taken Yashiyun as two, and now he's taking Gzeirah Shavah to make another two. And now he's basically speaking at that point in his logic and saying, Yigmar Din B'Shlosha means I have to have my rove of three. You can't ask now what I have my row two against one. I'm already past that. I'm already holding four. It's not my own pshat. Where'd I get this? Yad Ramah. It's in the Yad Ramah, this very point. You have to say pshat in the Braisa. Yad Ramah, the very last paragraph. The next to last paragraph. He says, the Asikna, right? The Gemara can that paragraph. The Asikna, and he gives you the whole Machokas. Yashiun. And he says, it's in the Kovetz on Daf Dalet on the fourth line, if you have the Kovetz. V'chi tema, im ken lomale le Rebbe la'asukei taima, kidei she'igmar din b'shlosha. Why does Rebbe have to conclude his words and give the reason of Yimadin? Hab mikroi nafta le Rebbe, he gets it from Sugim. So he says, ha'chi perusha, Rebbe omer b'chamisha, why? Now you have to read a few things into this. L'fisha kosov mochiach, she'tzarech arba. Because the psukim indicate that you need four. The imata omekain. Once you start saying four, ka'am shenach lokin lachatsayim. So now you can have a deadlock. The ain kan beis denote. So you're not going to have a majority. Therefore, you need chamisha. Says Rabbi, kidei sheyei beis denote ve'yimadin b'shlosha. The hachikoma, Rabbi omek chamisha kidei sheyei beis denote ve'yimadin b'shlosha. Udekaamrit, and that which you're going to ask on that pshat, which we originally said, Atu betrosa milo gami dina betray. No! Rebbe mikroi abayisle. He already has his four. Uafuke abakasi. He's not saying the reason uafuke three. In other words, he's not speaking to the point of the chacham. It comes out. The chacham went on record and said, dina mamanis be shlosha. Rebbe says, bachamisha, kadesh meradin be shlosha. Is that a reason why not three? No, the reason why not three is why psukim. But now what? But psukim lead me to four. So why can I stop at four? I say ain based in shakel. That's what he means. I need a majority. So that's before anything else. Pshat. Right? You have to know after the Gemara words pshat of Rebbe as it does. You have to reread the words of Rebbe. That's how you'll have to learn it. He brings another pshat, he doesn't like it, we'll go with this pshat of the Yad Ramah. Okay, so that's the sugya, that's the Gemara. Yoni.
Are we assuming that the Rabbanan would say also like Rabbi Yonasan Ein Dorshin Tchilas, because it seems from the Maskam of the Gemara that the only reason why the Rabbanan say three is because of the way it's written. Not because of the Elohim.
No, that's because you can't get, No, in other words, as far as the first Elohim could be, that's not possible. You can't darshan that one. But if you would have two in the Yashiyun, then I have the Gzeres Shava to the previous Elohim, not the first Elohim, the previous Elohim, the second Elohim, and then I have four, and then I have to make it five.
I'm saying for the Rabbanim.
Yeah, so the Rabbanim say, no, but I don't have two in Yashiyun, because the Yashiyun Ksiv.
Right, so I'm saying the Rabbanim say, Endor Shetchil Asasam?
Yeah, it would seem that way.
It's not paskening like Rabbi Yonasan.
Well, Maisa, how do we paskin? We do paskin Rabbi Yonasan.
Say, we're saying Ein Dorshin Tchilos, and that would have to be. It's not to say that.
Ein Dorshin Tchilos is why Rabbi Yonasan said you can't dash in the first one. Yoshe either holds Dorshin Tchilos, or this is different, like the Gemara said before.
Right, but not say that they're Bunner. We're not.
No, but I mean, but seemingly, but if the issue is about whether I dash in Yashiyun S2 or not, then everything else is the same. Hmm. That's what Yoni's pointing out. Ariel and Avram and Mordechai and Achamim and Yitzchak. Okay.
It sounds like the Yaram understand in base to note that based to note and based in chocolate as the Gemara did the Shlosha.
Well, within the context of four, you're gonna have to bump it up to five. Kadesh be the Shlosha.
But the Kadesh Yigmar B'Shlosha shouldn't be the emphasis. It's not Kadesh Yigmar B'Shlosha. It's Kadesh Yigmar
B'Shlosha.
It sounds like.
You need a row.
You need three judges to come.
You need because we're holding already by four, and I have to have majority of three. The only way I could have majority of this is to make it five.
Why Kadesh even with the Shlosha?
Because if I right now I can be stuck with two against two, so I got to get a way to get a third here. I got to get a third possible vote here to outvote the other two. That's what I mean. You have to bump it up to five because I have to get a third vote here in here. Yeah. It's basically the same thing as saying the last link in Rebbe's logic is going to be what he's relating to. How do I get it? Why do I need five and not four? Yigmadin v'shlosha. So that I can get one more odd number, so that would tip over the scale to be the two.
The 2-1 is also me.
In theory, except we're already by four, right? But something, so his point is not coming to address the Chachamim, is coming to address within his logic already, he's got to get it up to five. That's, according to the Maskana, that's how you read Rebbe. Before that, the Gemara was saying Rebbe was discussing a new halacha that you need Gemara Din with that number. And the Gemara proved that that's not true. Yeah.
A little similar to what you were saying, but why did the Yadrava have to assume that the Gemara is going back with Rebbe's original?
So how else do you read it?
Because you could just read it. Now he just has psukim to teach by.
I understand, but the words of Rebbe have to be understood. What is he should say? What he holds? This is not why you need five. You need five because of the psukim. He doesn't say that. He says kedesh yimadin b'shlosha. What does that do then? How do those words support Rebbe's opinion? We're not changing the words of the Braisa. So we're just explaining why Rebbe got the number five. But you still have to read the words of Rebbe in the Braisa. The Gemara didn't change the girsa. No, all we did was we explained how Rebbe arrived at the shita five. But we still have to plug it into the words of the Braisa. That was our problem. Doesn't seem that way. Who else? Mordechai. Yeah.
Why would Rebbe's opinion not have been included in the Mishnah?
Interesting question. Rebbe codified the Mishnah. Yeah. I mean, it was Reb Meir. That's what we prefaced that. Rebbe was mevatel his das, so to speak, right? The Chachamim said differently. So, you see, it's a testament to Rebbe's anava. I don't know. Hear the point. There's a lot of times you have shitas that are not mentioned in Mishnah, they're in the Tosefta. The first Tosefta in Sanhedrin. But that's always a question. Why is it in Tosefta, not in the Mishnah? Here it's a bigger kasha because Rebbe himself holds this way. Yeah. Something to think about. Still? Now, let's mention already, I want to come back to the Tosis, but once we're ready here at the end of the Sugya, let's speak of Kibegris Kash. It's an interesting Kash in Cheshbin, okay? You saw the Gilyan Ashas, everybody? No? I thought I put it on my Makomas. It is there, okay, but okay. Gilyan Ashas, Rabbi Akiva Eger, okay? Sometimes it's just a Tziyun or something, you know, Mar Makom Ayin, but sometimes it's actually a Pshat Kasha. And how seriously he takes the kasha, you can tell by the way he phrases it. Sarachi and Gado, Hashem Yor Einai, or the kasha Lahavin. You know, here he didn't make it like earth shattering, but he felt it was important enough to ask it, and they put it in on the side of the margins of the Gemara. So, what does he ask? And let's see what we make of this kasha. Okay. Ella, Hainu time of the Rebbe, right? This is what the Gemara ends up with. Hainu time of the Rebbe. So what did Rebbe say? Yashiyun Elohim is two, and then Zereshava to the previous Elohim gives me another two, makes four, and what Embeth and Shako brings us five. What does he ask? Kashali. The Lamite Srichin the time of the Rebbe, that what? The Af Lamala base. Part of the link of Rebbe is, I have two here, and now I can add another two because of Zereshava Nema Elohim Lamala. So now 2 plus 2 is 4, and then I need to get 5. Hamipshuto, demikrad yashir yashiyun. Start with yashir yashiyun at the end. What does yashir yashiyun give me? How much? 2. Hainu beis. Now that I have 2, what should I say? Can I stop at 2? No. Why? Because ain beis nishakel. So now that I have 2, neida, divi'inan gimel, mikos de beis nishakel. So just with the Yashir Yashiyun at the end, I have already 3. Now, I have a previous Elohim. Let's go back. Ba'al kachach, idach kvad Elohim, asa l'rabuye. Now it's coming to add something. So I have 3 plus 1. Forget Gzeres Shavah, 2 or 2, right? 3 plus 1. Tahanu dalet. Can I stop at dalet? No. That's even. Dahanu dalet. Ve'en beis in shaka. Rekan chamish. What? Why not? That's the question. Why not? The Kimeger has the question.
I'll make it a non-shuckle.
The 2 at the end can't stop at 2. It's got to be 3. So the Torah gave me 3. Now I have the Elohim before. It gives me 4. But I can't stop at 4. Now I have to add one more. Now I have 5. So I have to have 2, and then 2 Amala is 4, and then I have 5. 2 is 3. 2 equals 3 because Ein Beis Nishakel. Now plus one. What? You like the kasha, no? You like the kasha. What's wrong with this kasha? Why isn't it a good kasha? Moshe.
You can't, before you formulate the whole basin, you can't just say in basin shuttle. You have to have the total, and then you add on in basin shuttle at the end. You can't just break it down.
A basin shuckle can factor in along the way. A basin shuckle is just icing on the cake, right? Whenever I do all the calculations, now I come out, now a new thing, but if it ends up being an even number, no, I can't stop it. But we're still in the process of darshan. So Kirega knew that too, right? He didn't agree with you. Okay? Yeah. So everyone thinks that would be the answer. Yeah?
Also, because Asher Yashim is talking about the Elohim, no? So, you have to say that Elohim is an extra two. You can't say Elohim two and then one from the Elohim.
Why? That's the point. That Kibbeg's point was, why do you have to use the Kfir Shava to make the previous Elohim be exactly the same as later Elohim? Let's say you don't do the Kfir Shava. Let's say I just have the previous Elohim to add one. But that's going to mean one onto three, because the Elohim at the end is three. So, because two can't be two, it's got to be two plus one. So now I have three, and the previous Elohim is going to add one, forget two, add one, but now I have to add one again.
But you have a Asher Yashim, meaning, but you have two Elohims, though, before and after.
So the first, no. The first Elohim we're not reckoning. We're going through Yonasan. Ein Darsh Tchilos, we can't. So we're talking about the two Elohims that are in the same pasuk, the very last pasuk, right? Asher Ad Elohim Yavod Vashneim, Asher Yashin Elohim Shem Shneim L'Re'eil. So we have. So Rebbe goes like this: Asher Yashin Elohim is two. Ad Elohim is going to make another two, just like the later Elohim. And now I add one. Rebbe says, why do you have to do it that way? Why do you have to make the two of the last Elohim connect to the previous Elohim and then get 2 plus 2 is 4 and then add 1? Say that the last Elohim is 2 because they have Shiyun, but then it's got to become 3. 2 evolves into 3. Ein Beis Din Shakal. Now the previous Elohim is going to add 1, so now I have 3 plus 1. But if I have 4, I can't stop at 4. Now I have to add another one.
But the Elohims mean 1 Elohim means 2, 1 Elohim means 1?
Because Yashir, Yashir is a giveaway that Elohim is two. Now he's saying so it must be the other Elohim is also two. Who says you have to say that? Without that, it's also going to work, because if the two become three, then three add one and then add another one. Okay, so what you're saying is legitimate. I'm not taking Lemaisa. You could argue with Kibbeger and say you can't take in business shuckle along the way. You have to first count as much as you can with any brushes that you come up with, and then if the end result is a number that's even, I can't be satisfied, then the Torah wants to be the shuffle. Just to understand where Kibbeg is coming from, though, it sounds so obvious. Obviously, he didn't see the Ebezen Shuckle as like icing on the cake. He saw Ebezen Shuckle as its own type of halacha, its own drasha in itself. You can't, at any point, the Torah says a number even, it really is odd. So you can resort to it as much as you need to. But even if you go to the Kibbeg's assumption, maybe there's another angle that you could take to this. Wow, I don't know who to ask, who to call on anyway. This is really a difficult dilemma here. People who haven't spoken in a while. All right, yeah.
So the Lashon, and Little Shambai is Lashon of Al-Karchach. As he says, Al-Karchach, right, so as in why is he only coming to the other pasuk of Elohim from an Al Karcha? Why doesn't he? That comes first. Why shouldn't that be the first thing you use?
So this is where the Aruch Haner. You're saying close to the Aruch Haner in answering the Kibbeger. Let me tell you in other words what you're saying. You're dealing with the Al Karcha. Read the Al Karcha. Just say it the way you said it. How do you know where to start? This is a different. What you said is good. Maybe you can only, but separate from that. How do you know where to begin? Kibbeger is beginning with the later Elohim, and that's two. And then he says, can't be two, can't be three. And then let's go back to the previous Elohim, which is one, and then I have four, but can't be four, it's got to be five. Says Aruch Haner, see, if you would have first put in the pasuk the Yashir Elohim, and then put the Elohim after that, says, okay, then I can hear the kash. The Torah starts saying two, which can't be two, it's got to be three. And then you can proceed from that to the next Elohim, and that makes four, but it can't be four, it's got to be five. But here, it's different. Because the Torah first put Ad Elohim. So how much is that? It's one. Now, after the one, comes what? Comes Asher Yashirun Elohim. And what does Yashirun mean? How many? Two. No, one plus two is three. If I'm not going to make a Gzeres Shava, then the two of Yashirun Elohim is going to be viewed as not two equals three, but two on top of the previous one. That's right before it. Because it's building, it's working off of the one that was before it. So essentially, you'll be stuck with three. You wouldn't be able to get five. Because once the two is added onto one, I'm at an odd number. So Rebbe, he says, no. But the answer is that I have a Gzeir Shavah here. Yashinalim is two, but so is the earlier Elohim. One forces the other. So if I have two and two, then I have four. And then I have to add one to make five. But if Rebbe didn't make the previous Elohim analogous to the later Elohim of Yashin, if he wouldn't do that, then I wouldn't be able to say Yashin Elohim is two and that makes three, and then I have the other Elohim, because you're going in the wrong direction. I would say Yashin Elohim is two, and that's added to what was before, which was one. And then I have three, and I stop at three. Everyone follow me? That's the Aruch L'Ner's Chap in response. It's a different answer than what you were saying. But he would concede if the order would be the other way around. Okay, then maybe you could stop at that point and say, oh, two is really three, and then let's go weiter. The way you're timing, you couldn't do that either. You have to wait for everything to run its course, and then we now ask ourselves, are we odd, are we even? If we're even, we have to make it odd. But you can't step in along the way and start inserting Ein Beis and Shekels along the way. Aruch L'Ner concedes you could, except you have to know the context. In other words, if the point of the drasha is on the heels of another number, and at this point the number that's added would, in tandem with the previous number, give you odd, so then I don't need to add anything. Kibbeger would hold, even on that level, no. Every increment in the drasha has its own integrity. And Ein Beis Nishakel can help to define every step along the way, so that the number is not what it appears to be, it has to become odd. It's not a halacha at the end of the day, it's not a halacha in connection to what was before. He says, every step in the drasha, if you have a number that's even and has to do with Beis Din, it can't be even. It's got to switch to the next number, to odd. And therefore, B'Kadega says, no, it doesn't matter what direction it is, Yashin Elohim is going to be three, not two. And then the other one is one, so then it's four, but then I have to make five. Okay, so here we have a different, interesting food for thought. Okay, yes, Ezra, please, it's here for you.
If after every drasha you take into account Ein Beis Nishakel, then the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda Mishnah of the sum two, is it named?
Two and two plus one. You're saying it shouldn't really be two and two and
no,
one.
I think Gemara says the sum two shnayim is like
Mishnayim and then Ein Beis Nishakel.
So Ein Beis Nishakel.
So why should you say the samchu is not shnayim, it's three? And the zikne
you end up with the same number.
It's three. It and then it should be seven.
No, you still get five.
No, you
get
asking.
Seven.
You should get seven, you're asking.
No.
You're asking,
no.
You should get
seven. You have to add the two before you.
Ein Beis Nishakel should come into play after the samchu, not after the zikne. Because
samchu itself, the samchu makes three, so then ends up with five. You're saying that? You're saying, according to Aruch L'Ner, that would be good. According to Kibbeh Eger, you're saying it should really mean seven.
Why?
Because the samchu. No, that's not good. The samchu is three. No, and zikne is two.
Either way.
Oh, no, five. Also five. That's seven, not five. Not five.
I think Gemara is saying two plus two plus one.
No, but zikne also is three.
Zikne is two.
Plus one.
No, why?
Why wouldn't that also?
Oh, you mean you should take that and make it.
And then add it again.
And then again.
Unless you want to
only five. Only after
no, seven.
You're saying it shows you that Ein Beis Nishakel is only after everything is for itself. So why would Rabbi Kibbeger have a problem over there, as you're asking? According to Rabbi Kibbeger here, why wouldn't you ask the Samchu Shnayim? Can't be Shnayim, it's got to be three. And now Zikne. is another two, but it can't be two. I know, but who says you can say add two, three? You have to take it for itself. In other words, the only time I should be able to say three is if I have one drasha of two, and then I make a shaka makes it three. But if I have two references of two, each reference of two should become three.
Unless Rabbi Kiva Yeager only says it's real by the word Elohim.
By Yashir, any, but why?
Because the word Elohim is different than the drasha of Visamku.
Why? So, tell me the reason why it depends.
Elohim is translated as court as opposed to Visamku, which means, and they will lean their hand.
He only said it over here.
Elohim connotes a court, so it has to be a full court.
Okay, this requires more investigation. Okay, obviously that's not going to be. Over there he's not saying it. Yoni.
Why does he dismiss the Gzeres Shavah?
Not dismissing it. He's asking why the Rebbe need the Gzeres Shavah to come up with five.
You had the two
in the beginning. Not in the beginning. The last Elohim is the number two. Yarshiyun Elohim. And then he says, but the previous Elohim has also got to be two, just like the last one. That's what the Kivik is challenging. Why do you have to say it that way? What do you have to make it that the previous Elohim has to be two, just like the last Elohim, and now I have four, and then I have to make it five? Let's leave out that link in Rebbe, that the previous Elohim has got to be two, just like the last one. Just say the last one is two, but really it's got to be three. Probably you're onto something. That's talking about the court's decision, maybe something about that. But that's three, and now the previous Elohim adds one, and now I have to add another one. So what does he have to add? What does he have to say along the lines of Nemar Limumal and Limumata? Just like here it's two, so too there it's two. Okay, but what is? But logically, why do you have to go through that route of the Gzeres Shavah? It would work even without that. You're saying, no. He tells you the other option. No, but the Gzeres Shavah is necessary because it's necessary. Without it, you wouldn't have gotten what you got. That's his point. I understand he had a Gzeres Shavah, but like, why wouldn't it be the same thing without the Gzeres Shavah? What's wrong with this? Okay, I'll cope on it. This is Rabbi Akiva Yeager. I want to come back to the Tosfos Chevah. We'll go back to the early part of the sugya. Okay, let's go back to the Tosfos. Now shift gears. Now we're back earlier in the sugya, right? This is Rabbi Avoah's question. This is when we're assuming that Rebbe's position is that you need three bigmar din. The Torah said three, and it meant the Gemara Din B'Shlosha. The question was, El Me'ata, what? Sanhedrin Gedolah should be 141, and Sanhedrin Ketana should be 45. Sanhedrin Gedolah should be 71, so that Yigmar Din B'Shim Ve'achad, need 145 rather, say, and Sanhedrin Ketana should be 45, the Yigmar Din B'Shlosha Ve'esri. Tosfos says, it's not even a Dibur Maskil, it's just a comment, and you have to figure out what is going on. The Maram tries to help us with this. You look at the words of the Dimaskha and you say, well, where are those words in the Gemara? Misan Heri Gedolah Parach. Yeah, that's the Tosfos. Yeah, that's Tosfos understands. He read the Gemara and he just comments on the Gemara. If you were to put a Dibra Maskha, what would it be? What would be the Dibra Maskha? If you, what?
Tosarash.
Yeah, but what does Tosarash have? What does he have? Tosarash. Say, hey, Sanakatan Sricha. Yeah. Misan Heri Gedolah Parach Shapir. From that, the Gemara asks, well, the Shim Ve'echad Ksiv, K'didarsh B'so Pirkin. That's where the Torah mentions 71. And then you want the 71 to go in Gemara Din. You should need 140, 140 what? 141. Okay. Aval Sanhedrin Ketana, the Esrim Ksiv V'sulo. All you actually have in the Pasuk is Esrim. What's the Esrim? The Shaftu Ha'eda. The Tzilu Ha'eda. Kedidarsh Beresh Pirkin, Eda Shofetes, the Eda Matzelis. That's how we got to 20. That's the only thing that you have actually stated, 20. Now, if you want to make those 20 refer to the Gemara Din, the Esrim B'Gemara Din, Ksiv, the Lamites Sagi. So what is Tosfos really driving at now? So is it a Kashya of Sanhedrin Ketana or is it not a Kashya of Sanhedrin Ketana? What's he quibbling with? The beginning of the Tosfos sounds like Misenegedol Parach Shapir. There, we have a good kasha. The Gemara is asking good. Need 141. So the Ketana, it's really not such a good kasha. Because it only says 20 in the pasuk. So then, you should only need 39. So is it a kasha or is it not a kasha?
It is.
It sounds from Tosis, it's a kasha. It's just that the Gemara's language is imprecise. The Gemara asked the kasha, it's in the Ketana, that what? That you should need how much? 45. Nigmar Hadin b'chav gimel. And really, the Gemara should have been asking, Avos should have been asking that you need a Gemara Din there, the what? There, Chaf, so that you should need how much? 39. So it's not that the Gemara's Kashi is invalid, it's just that the way it's expressed in the Gemara, it's not really correct. So that's what Tosfos means. Parach Shapi means the way it's said is exactly what it is. But Pasei Ketana, the way it's stated is not really the Kashi, but the kasha is still kasha nonetheless. That's what you get from Tosfos, seemingly. Yeah? Okay, so do we have a kasha then? Yeah. But why can't I take the extra three and put it in? Because it doesn't really say it in the Chumash. What does it say in the Chumash? This is the drasha that Gemara has in the Mishnah. The Mishnah states, it says, Eda, v'shaftu ha'eda, v'tziu ha'eda. Eda is 10. How do I know Eda is 10? Meravi. Eda hara azos, except shuv v'kalev is 10. So I have Shaftu Eda, we have 10, V'itzihu Eda. So that gives me 20. How do I know 23? So the Mishnah says, because it says, Osiyach Rabin LeRos, not to follow Rabin, for the Nefashis. So it sounds like I could follow Rabin for Tova. But then it says, Achir Rabin LeHatos. So why do I have to tell me that, if I know already? For Tova, yes, and for Ra, not. So what must be the reason why Torah says it again? To tell me there's two levels, there's two tiers. There's Atoya Latova and Atoya Lara. Atoya Latova, sufficient one, majority of one. Atoya Lara, that's Lo Siach Erad Laros. You can't find majority of one. So therefore, in order to allow, if I have a 10 of 10 deadlock, so now I'm going to have to find the possibility of having Atoya Lara of Shnayim. That gives me 22. 22 is no good, ain't based in shakel. So that gives me 23. So what's Tosis asking? So the extra 3 is not explicit. That's somebody inferred from Osi Achirab L'Ros, Achirab L'Hatos, and then I add ain't based in shakel, and that's how I get the extra 3. But what would I be able to ask, apparently? What could I ask? That I should need 20 Igmar Din. 20, what's 20? That I have in the Chumash. What does the Torah talk about? Eda, Eda. And that Eda, the Torah says, is a sign, Eda Shofetes, Eda Matzelis. So what are we talking about? Under the Gemara Din or during deliberations? How could you say that you need the 20 the Gemara Din? But they're not saying the same thing. The Torah is obviously talking about earlier on. That's another kasha. That Tosfos didn't seem to be asking. But who does ask that kasha? What? Tosfos Rosh, Yad Ramah, right. So let's see what they say. So Tosfos Rosh, first of all, says something interesting on what Tosfos asks. But then he asks the second kasha. Tosfos Rosh, Dibur Maschil, Tehei Saneri Ketanak Tzvicha. Here there is a Dibur HaMaschil. Okay, so he basically says what Tosfos says initially. Misaher Gedol Kaparich Shapir, the Eid Al and Ayin Al Sivakra, Sene Ketana, the Esrim Ksivi Bisulo, the Ibig Madin Ksivi Bilamitas Sagi. So that's basically verbatim what Tosfos says, Kimat, right? So on this, Tosfos Rosh has a response. He thinks that the Gemara is precise in the Kasha. That 23 have to be by the Gemara Din. Which means you need 45. Why do I account for the extra 3? Shouldn't it just be 20 that's stated? The nearly, the Eino Kasha. Why? The Hadashinan Mikra Kaman Minayin Lahavi Ol Gimel. So we find ways to insert Gimel. And we've discussed it. Mishnah says it. The because it says laros, and it says achram lehatos, and then I have a reason shakel. Harek sivi b'krach av gimel. Adkat. So what is the answer? Who understands the Tosafot Rashi? What is the answer? Yeah.
It's a longer discussion to get to.
Even though you end up getting there, you know, it takes a little longer, take another step or two, and then after you work at all the steps, you come out with the number 23. So it's as if the Torah would say 23. So the Torah said 23, and you're talking about Gemara Din, so you should really need 45. So what did Tosafot think? I understand it only says 20 explicitly, but then I get to add 3 more. So why can't that count? Why can't that become now the number is 23? And if I want to assign that to Gemara Din, so then it needs 23 equals 45. People look tired, huh? Too many numbers today. So what's the problem here in Tosafot Rashi? But something is missing. Something shouldn't sit well with you. Something should not sit well with you in this cheshbon here. I understand you can all throw it all in, but it doesn't sound right. Why? Yoni?
Because the whole reason why we added extra 3.
I think you're saying something good. Yeah? Let's trace it. Let's start with, how do you get the extra 3? So how do you start? You need to get an extra 2. Why? Because you need to have majority of 2. What is that assuming? That we're the 20 holding right now. 10 and 10. If it weren't 10 and 10, I wouldn't have to add the other 2. What does the Tosafot Rashi think? That even if I'm assuming that 10 and 10 is going to be the next part of the Tosafot Rashi, but they can all be on the same side. We have to deal with the fact that it's b'shaftu b'hitzilu. But meanwhile, we're assuming that the 20 that we're starting with, before you get to 23, are all by Gemara Din. That means that they're all saying the same thing. Once I have 20 saying the same thing, I really don't have the need for the extra 2. Because I have more than enough to go over the top. L'ra. So now how can I have it both ways? How can I say that number is assigned to Gemara Din and still include in that number that needs for Gemara Din a number that's only needed because I need the Hakaya al-Pishtayim, which I don't need in this very instance. That's a pellet to me. I don't understand. I must not upset. The whole need for the extra 2, and then because of that it becomes 3, is because I'm dealing with a deadlock of 10 and 10, and I have to have majority of 2 for conviction. But if I'm going to take the numbers and assign them to Gemara Din, then I can't use the extra 2. Lead the Omer, that's what Tosafot didn't assume this is correct. It sounds good, you know, so now the Torah gave you 23. No, but Torah says you can't do that. Because to the extent that I'm using the 20 for the Gemara Din, that means they're on the same page. If they're on the same page, how you feel work with the Shofet Beit Tzilu, okay, we'll have to figure that out. The Yad Ramah says, the Tosafot Rashi further says something, but once I put the 10 and 10 on the same side, then I have no right to get the extra 3. Not just that, you know, it doesn't say it explicitly. More than that. It has no place. You can't have it both ways. You can't talk about needing them to Gemara Din and throwing in the extra 3 for that as well. Because it's mutually exclusive. The whole point of getting the extra 2 and then the extra 1 is because I'm talking about a situation where I don't have a majority of 2. Once I put 20 to 0, then I have no reason to add anything. So you can't take 23 and make that Gemara Din. I can only take 20. I don't know if I have to say this to Tosafot. Tosafot didn't say much, just said, you know, it's only have 20 written. But it makes sense that the Tosafot Rashi's response wouldn't be good enough. Okay, this is a shaila. I don't know. I don't know what to say. In defense of Tosafot Rashi, it'd be nice to have something to say. I don't know. I mean, if it's going on the Gemara Din, I don't know how you could take the extra 2 and extra 3. But then he asks the other kasha. Okay, he asks the other kasha, as does the Yad Ramah. What does he ask? Let's see. V'itik shilach. Heich matzina l'meim adhanach trei edus b'gmar din ksivi. Eidos, not Eidos, Eidos, right? Eida, Eidos. Shaftu ha-Eida v'itzu ha-Eida. The 10 and the 10 are b'gmadin. Haksiv v'shaftu v'itzu mash m'shachalukim zel ze achas yopetes achas metzeles. Everybody hear the kasha? So what does he say? V'yishlomar d'v'shaftu lav ha-Eida achas v'itzu ha-Eida achas kaimi. The kolam minyan shev pasuk u'gmadin emar. It's not that one v'shaftu is going on 10 and the other one is 10. The numbers are just going on, it's just coming to add up numbers. That if, hypothetically, they'd be dividing, let's think about what he's saying. It could be that this would answer from the other part of Tosef Rash that we were struggling with a minute before. What does he seem to be saying? Who thinks that he wanted to give a crack at it? What does he say? No? Did you guys get to this, Tosef Rash? How many of you got to it? Not many? You did. Did you understand it? What does he say? You may want to compare it to Yad Ramah. Yad Ramah also asked the Kasha, and I think maybe they're saying something similar. Who wants to say what they think that Yad Ramah and Tosef Rash are saying? It's not that they're going on the same, it's just that we're talking about numbers. To tell me, it sounds like you're saying it's hypothetical, you know. At the end of the day, they're on the same page. By the Gemara Din, they're on the same page, but what do you think, Yitzchak? Yeah?
I think the other was a little clearer answer to the question.
Okay.
He doesn't address the possibility that perhaps they're going to be fighting.
Let us see. Let's see how Yad Ramah puts it. Let's see. Find the words.
So, like, by Aval Yitav Asir Olam.
Let's take the words from Yad Ramah. Let's see.
Right.
Hear the words. He seems to say as follows. When we define them as being on different sides, that was Aliba de Emes, that really we know we're not requiring a Begmardin. We're talking about deliberation. So we label them Eida Shofetes Eid Marcellus. If we would hold that the Psukim are Begmardin, have a Mukminan Lahai Eida Shofetes Eid Marcellus, Kigon the harder Kula at Solo Begmardin. I'm not 100% sure he's saying similar to Zeresh. I think there's a similarity, but what does he seem to be saying? If I learn it's Begmardin, then they really are all discussing the same thing. They all hold the same thing at the end. How do you call them? Eidah Shofetes Eidah Marcellus? Lavdafka. Meaning, potentially. That's where Tosef Rash says also something similar. It's hypothetical. So it seems to be something similar. But okay, so that's something just to think about a little bit more. Good, and then we have the Tosis on the top to look at Kindinageya, the Sugyan Shabbos, and we'll see if we can go back to try to send my Mechomus for the next Sugya too. Okay.